Back in March, my wife and I were getting ready to celebrate our 10-year anniversary by taking a trip to our favorite place in the world, that place being Disney World. And we were so excited, and we were looking forward to it so much, but of course, as you know, we had to cancel that trip. All of you probably have a similar story of an opportunity or experience or a vacation or something that you planned on, something that you were looking forward to, and because of COVID, you hadn't been able to do it. Others of you have had to deal with unexpected things much more serious than canceling a vacation. You or someone that you care about being sick or ill, or in some cases, them losing their life altogether. This has been a hard year, and it has been a hard year, maybe in all sorts of ways, but maybe it has been able to be described most aptly as a year of unexpected disappointments. All of us have had to struggle with some kind of disappointment, some kind of unexpected event, things not turning out the way that we wanted to. And now we get to Christmas. Most of us have perhaps changed our plans or had our plans changed for us. I know if you told me way back in March that we would not only have to cancel in-person Easter, but also indoor in-person Christmas Eve, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have known what was in store for us. Unexpected disappointments have affected our year and most certainly have affected us this Christmas. But believe it or not, in these unexpected disappointments, there is a silver lining this Christmas, something that we can learn and grow from based on how this year is going. And maybe we can capture a little bit of the true meaning of Christmas. What do I mean by that? Well, the message and the story of Christmas since the birth of Jesus has changed in a lot of ways. Some of those ways have brought positive changes, but others have caused us to miss the true meaning of what Christmas is really all about. And one of the ways that Christmas has changed in a way that I don't think the biblical story reflects is that for many of us, Christmas is about everything going right. It's about being with the right people. It's about opening and giving the right presents. It's about decorating our trees in the right way. But if we look at the story of Christmas, if we look at the birth of Jesus, we realize that Christmas is not about everything going right. Christmas is about God showing up when it seems like everything is going wrong. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary and Joseph and told them that they were going to have a baby, this is something that they wanted. They were getting married, and of course, they wanted a baby. But not right then. You see, they would have much preferred, it would have been much smoother, much more acceptable for their family and friends, for them to be married first and then have a baby. As they learned about this news about the Messiah, the birth of Jesus, they must have been thinking in their engagement, couldn't the angel have waited a year? But they accepted this gift from God, this Messiah and Savior of the whole world that they would be parents of. And so they began to make plans on how they would have this baby and deliver this baby, and they began to think about what it meant to take care of God's Son. But then all of a sudden our scripture tells us that there was a census. They had to return to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem to be counted for all things tax purposes. And so Mary and Joseph had to make a very difficult journey all the way back to Bethlehem when Mary was 9 months pregnant. And then, as they approached Bethlehem, she started to go into labor. They must have been thinking, really, God? Mary is carrying your son? We're trying to get to Bethlehem? Maybe you couldn't have waited a day until we were settled in, a little more comfortable? But they pressed on. They continued to trust God. And then, when they got to Bethlehem, more unexpected news. They found out there was no room for them in the inn. No room for them anywhere except in a manger, a barn of all places. And there they had to lay the Son of God, the Savior of the whole world, not in a nice, warm, clean room, but in a place surrounded by animals that was dirty and not very clean. When this baby was born, there was another group of people that were informed of the birth of Jesus. They, of course, were the shepherds. And the scriptures tell us that they were in their fields all alone, all by themselves. You see, back in Jesus' day, a shepherd was not a job that anybody wanted. It was a job that was put upon people who were otherwise considered unqualified and undesirable to do anything else. When there was a person in a village or a town that was kind of a screw-up, was kind of a disappointment to their family and friends that people really didn't want around anymore, they made him a shepherd. They said, go out into the fields, away from everyone else, and tend some sheep so that you don't bother us so much. So these shepherds were sitting out in the field, of course lonely, of course wondering if this was all that life had in store for them, when all of a sudden an angel came to them unexpectedly and told them that the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world, was to be born, and you are going to be the first witnesses of this child. You see, we look at the Christmas story, understandably, and we see a time of peace and joy. We are filled with a sense of hope and wonder and possibility at the birth of this baby. And for us, living 2,000 years ago, after the event, that makes sense, because we have something that Mary and Joseph didn't have. We have perspective. We know how the story turns out. We know how it all ends. But Mary and Joseph didn't have that. They were struggling. They were having to constantly adjust and reorient their plans. And the shepherds felt like everyone had given up for them, that life for them was just going to be one disappointment. But the message is important. The way God came into the world is intentional. And it teaches us something very, very important. That even though when it seems like things aren't going right, when everything seems like a mess and our plans are completely chaotic and unpredictable, God's kingdom comes. Christ is born. See, things didn't go according to Mary and Joseph's plan, yet Jesus was born anyway. Yet Jesus grew into the person God made him to be and became the Savior of the whole world. Sure, they would have much preferred that they would have had Jesus in a nice, quiet, warm place in Nazareth with their family and friends there to celebrate. Sure, they would have much preferred that this child would have been born not before they were married, but after they were married. But God was very deliberate about the way that he brought Jesus into the world, because he knew that we would be reading this story. He knew that we would be reading this story in times like these, when it seems that life is not going according to our plan. The message is the same. That Christmas is not about everything going right. It's about God showing up when it seems like everything is going wrong. I remember when I was going to visit seminary for the first time. And it was a time where I didn't have very much money. And I had this broken down, rickety car. And one of the things about it was that the gas gauge wasn't very accurate. You see, sometimes it said I had a half tank, sometimes it said I had a full tank, and most of the time it was never right. And I was driving down the expressway, the interstate one day, when all of a sudden my car, even though the gas gauge didn't say it, was out of gas, ran out of gas. And I was stranded, and cars were whizzing by me, going 70, 80 miles an hour. I had no idea how I was going to get out of this jam. And so I reached into my cell phone, and I called one of my friends, and I immediately asked him to come pick me up, come help me, come bring me some gas so I could fill up my car and get off the road and get to a gas station and get on my way. And just as I told him where I was, my phone ran out of batteries, went completely dead. I wasn't sure at all if he had heard my location or what I needed. And so I sat and I waited And I wondered, would my friend ever show up? And after a while, I waited, and I turned around, and I'll never forget it. Walking down the shoulder of the road was my friend, and he had the biggest, goofiest grin on his face, and he had a tank of gas, or a thing of gas under his arm walking toward me. And I was immediately filled with relief and peace. I share that story with you because we all find ourselves in situations and times where we feel lonely, where we feel isolated, where we feel forgotten, where it seems like life has completely disappointed us. But if we keep our faith, if we're willing to look for it, God always shows up. God's goodness and love always shows up. I know that Mary and Joseph must have been so stressed, so worried, so afraid about what was to become of them, what was to become of their baby. But I also know that when that baby was born, when they held it in their arms, it didn't matter if they were in a barn. It didn't matter that they were far away from home. What mattered was that God showed up. God showed up in the person of Jesus Christ. And God will show up for you too. You see, there is a lot of darkness in the world today. A lot of things that we can be scared of, a lot of things that we can be worried about. And that darkness is real. It's present. But we also must remember that the light shines brightest in the darkness. And as the scripture tells us, the darkness will not overcome the light. And if we're willing to look for it, no matter how dark things get, the light is always there. I heard a story recently called the Brainerd Miracle. It happened in Brainerd, Minnesota. And it happened at the Dairy Queen there in town. And with everything going on, this place in Brainerd, every now and then had people wanting to be generous, wanting to help somebody else out. And so when they pull up to the drive-thru, they not only pay for their meal, but they would pay for the meal of the person behind them. Well, there was a few times where when that person got to the front of the line, they paid for the person behind them as well. And then the next person, the next person, the next person. And they said up until recently, maybe a dozen cars would do this consecutively. But this particular day, someone went up and they paid for the person behind them in the drive-thru's meal. And then the next person paid, and the next person paid, and the next person paid. And first it got up to a few dozen, then it got up to 200, and by the end, 900 people had paid for the person behind them. You see, it's stories like these that help me know that the light is real. It's stories like these that we need to hear these days, that God's light is real. Its light is real not only in the birth of Jesus, but it's also real in us. You see, we not only have the opportunity to hear these stories, to hear the birth of Jesus, to understand the true meaning of Christmas, we also have the opportunity to be Christmas to other people. We have the opportunity to be generous and kind, that if we have more than we need, give some of it away. We have the opportunity to make phone calls and to reach out to people through Zoom and FaceTime and to help them know that they are not alone, that they are loved and they are cared for. If you are feeling stressed out about this Christmas, if you are feeling disappointed, or if you're feeling lost or lonely or forgotten in some way, know that Christmas is for you. That this story of the birth of Jesus was not about everything going right. It was about God showing up when everything was going wrong. And God still shows up today when it seems like everything is going wrong. And God can show up in you for someone else. So be a light in the world. Be a light in the world, even though sometimes it's very dark. Because the light is needed most when it's dark. And the light is felt most when it's dark. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this opportunity this year to be reminded and refocus on the true meaning of Christmas. Help us understand and know that Christmas is not about everything going according to our plan, but going according to your plan. Help us know through this story that we are not forgotten, but we are known and loved so much that you would give your only Son to be born among us. Amen.